Meredith, just noticing that we have, it looks like more than a third of the samples in the two pie charts, well, to the left of Turner Point and next to Parker Cove, that are somewhere above 200. And some percentage of those that are above 400 in those areas as well. And so obviously, to me, that's a bit of concern that we do have more information. I'm glad to hear that you're beginning the more detailed study with DEP and CDC on this. Because I would envision people having concern. And the last thing we want is people to worry about whether our lobsters are safe. So some good data there would be very helpful.
Again, I would emphasize that the way that this process is analyzed is really not based on an individual animal. It's based on the averages, particularly with the commercial fishery where product is going to be commingled from a number of spots. But even in those individual areas, there were obviously, you can see on Parker Cove, there were a number of animals that were well below 200. So they are safe to eat. It's just a matter of sort of how many you're getting over the course of a period of time. So I can show you the averages. I do have that information, and when you start to include the whole area, those numbers drop down significantly. But
well, it means that it the trouble is that any one consumer isn't going to get an average. They're going to get a lobster. And so I would point out that it is comparative risks we're talking about, that someone eating a lobster from one of those areas may get as much or a bit more exposure than eating a canned white tuna meal of similar size. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm glad you're doing more study in this, because we don't want this to be a matter of any question by consumers whether lobster is a safe thing for women and children to consume.
I just would note that the way that, again, CDC looks at this is to look at the averages that they put together. If you look at Parker Cove, for example, that the averages of lobsters in that area are 190 nanograms per gram. Harborside is 137. Kelly's Cove is 123. The southwest of Sears Island is 109. So they're all well below the 200 nanograms per gram
on average
level.
If we were to, if the lobsters we landed ended up being pieced out and chunks from different lobsters put into a lobster sandwich, then that would be fine. We're trying to understand what risk any given person at any given time might have in consuming lobster as well.
I understand, but that's not the. I'm not a toxicologist. I'm not the best person to describe this. It's possible that we could, if you'd like, have CDC come and explain this, but. That isn't the way that FDA looks at this. They would not issue any consumption advisory for any of these levels in any of these other locations. And even up around Fort Point and Odom Ledge, it would be debatable as to whether or not they would even issue a consumption advisory there for the most sensitive populations. So again, that 200 level is the most sensitive populations: pregnant women, children under the age of 8, women who may become pregnant.
Representative Chapman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for providing the data and discussion. I do have a few questions. One is the mercury level determination made just from the meat of the lobster, the whole lobster? That's one question.
Sure. These numbers are based on paired samples of tails and claws. Not all of the animals were not individually sampled that way, but that's how the averages are constructed. They did sample a number of animals that were claws only and tails only. And it was from the tissue of the lobster, not the tamale. The tamale was sampled separately, and that was...
And was the only thing that was being measured the mercury content? In other words, were there other... Was it a more broad-based analysis from which this is just the mercury data? what I'm really wondering about is other heavy metals.
I don't believe so, but I will have to check on that and get back to you.
And the obvious question is that we know that lobsters move around, which throws an interesting feature into the location data. But the other interesting feature, I think, is that I know the area some, and the portion with the highest levels here is where the water is the minor branch of the two branches around Verona Island of the Penobscot River, which might suggest that that's where it's more silty or more something of that nature, as opposed, that is to say, if the source of this is the Ultracem plant from further in Orrington, the higher water flow rates are in the on the western side of the Verona Island, and the slower flow rates of the water on the eastern side. So we don't actually have an understanding of why there would be an increased concentration of mercury in the location where the lobsters are. So I'm wondering, it seems to me this is an interesting combination of needing to know some things about lobster behavior, some things about water flow, silting, mercury levels in the bottom soils and so forth. Are you aware of any data that to try to connect some of those dots?
I was given a map that was taken from the same from the court ordered study, and it's a map of the river and sampling data that shows where mercury in the sediment is highest. It corresponds to those closure areas. I mean, to where that's this map says the hot lobster was found is the hottest for mercury content on that map. In the sediment. So it's, and I believe the Maine People's Alliance has copies of that map if you'd like to get one. And I think the whole study, which is 1,000 pages, is available at this point. I know the Blue Hill Library has a copy on CD.
One quick question, what was the date of the meeting in Bucksport?
The regular rulemaking hearing will be March 16th, 6 p.m. at the Bucksport Middle School Performance Center. If I could speak also to your earlier question, I mean, I'm also not a hydrologist, but I understand that there is a salt wedge at the mouth of the river that does encourage a flow back into the Orland River, and that's why you're seeing some of those elevated concentrations, particularly in the Orland.
Thank you.
March 16th. Next. I'm sorry, did I have the date wrong? I do. I'm sorry. It's Monday, the 17th. I apologize. I'm sorry. It is Monday.
All right.